It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's U.S. House members will vote today on a Democratic policing reform measure. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The George Floyd Justice and Policing Act is expected to go before the full House later today and pass largely along party lines. All four Colorado Democrats are co-sponsors of the bill, which would create a national registry to track police misconduct and prohibit use of chokeholds and no-knock warrants in drug-related cases. Republicans have been supportive of a Senate bill which failed to advance in that chamber Wednesday. Representatives Ken Buck and Scott Tipton have signed on as co-sponsors of the House version of that bill. With both Democrats and Republicans dug in, it leaves in question whether Congress will be able to pass any police reform legislation. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Democratic Representative Jason Crow says he supports extending an unemployment program that gives an extra $600 a week to people out of work because of COVID-19. That benefit is set to expire at the end of next month.
That could be really devastating, not only to those individuals and to their families who need to pay their bills, pay their rent, pay their mortgages, buy food, but also to our economy as well.
Crow addressed the effects of COVID-19 during a telephone town hall last night. He called on the U.S. Senate to take up a coronavirus relief package passed by the House last month. It will soon be easier for people who are licensed professionals in other states to get their licenses in Colorado after they move here. A new state law applies to 24 different professions. The goal is to streamline the process so people can start working sooner. While it applies to every new resident, one target is military spouses. Colorado is trying to land the headquarters of the new U.S. Space Command, and the state wants to make it easier for spouses of service members to find work. Temperatures are rising across the state again today, with highs above 90 around Denver and in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.